This is a CK to Z news update. Klahus Wilderness Resort in Toba Inlet, BC, is in the process of converting to fully sustainable energy along with other improvements among high demand for its tourism packages. The remote off-grid resort has received a grant from the provincial First Nation Clean Energy Business Fund to improve both capture and storage of energy harvested from the nearby creek. Bruno Pereira, general manager of Kwakin Haggis Management Corporation, QXMC, which oversees economic development for the Klahus First Nation, said,
"The resort operates with diesel, propane, and we have a, they call it the Peloton wheel. It's a hydro wheel. So it generates electricity with the water from the creek, but the system is very ancient and it would break soon for sure. So we decided to reach out to the government. We're always looking for grants and programs and green energy funds. And we found one that was really basically exactly for us. Like the idea that we had in mind to improve the system."
QXMC acquired the resort in 2020.
As soon as we stepped on the premise of the resort, my idea was, okay, can we improve on this? Can we make ourselves even more independent of diesel and even more sustainable? So we came up with that idea of really improving the water intake, building a dam higher on the creek, a new dam, a new water intake, a new wheel, and also a power pack, basically. So it's a sea can with batteries and inverters, obviously. Because that was the other kind of issue. That thing that bothered me was that all that energy was wasted. And we basically had to keep the lights on so it wouldn't burn the coils of the generator and the wheel and fry the system, overload the system. So that way we can store energy for when the creek is maybe lower or there's a higher peak in energy demand. So that was the idea. And we managed to find a grant under Green Energy Fund from the province, and we couldn't be happier.
Will that be in operation by the time the season opens?
We're hoping. They're already taking measurements and preparing the civil work at the resort. But yeah, hopefully it's going to be ready for June. That would be amazing.
Klahus Chief Kevin Pisi, who is the chair on the board of directors for QXMC, added,
"Another big project that we're working on also is a new dot. That's going to be amazing. It's going to be concrete, and we're thinking about putting a hot tub in the middle of the dot. That'll be run off the power too."
yes, exactly. Well, that's exactly what this new electricity system allows us to do, is to bring some little bit of comfort with heat that wouldn't be propane, like electrical heat, electrical water heaters, electrical AC. In some areas, like we all know, BC weather in the summer is spectacular, but it's also very hot sometimes. And not all the guests want to go and dip in the water. So having AC in some areas, common areas that they can enjoy, that would change completely their experience as well. But the dock, yeah, the dock is a new element that we're also bringing this year, 40 by 90 feet concrete with power and some creatures of comfort like a spa or a hot tub. I'm not sure. That's our manager, Chris, that knows exactly what the guests want. So you'll make the last calls.
The season is still several months away.
Officially, it's in beginning of June. But I think in May, we start maybe having some guests just to do some test runs at the facility and the team.
Get some of our employees warmed up.
Pereira said the bookings are already very high for both the Wilderness Resort and the Gorge Harbor Marina Resort on Cortez Island, which QXMC acquired last year. But it's the Wilderness Resort that's continuously attracting publicity, thanks to its pristine remote location, seasonal grizzly bear tours, and Klahus cultural elements, such as indigenous storytelling and cedar weaving.
It's taken off really well in the last year. We've done some shows up there, reality shows, and we've been having interviews with, 40 different companies. It's starting to spread the word, and now everybody's starting to find out who Klahus is in the tourism business, and the phone is starting to ring off the hook now.
I personally have been starting up projects and supporting companies in First Nation environments for 15 years now. And even I was impressed with what we accomplished. Like every week we have a mention or sometimes several mentions in major magazines and publications. And like the chief was saying, several TV shows came and chose the resort to be their stage, I guess, their set for their show. So it's pretty impressive. If I would have to monetize or put an amount on what all this publicity would be worth, I can't, but it would be several hundred of thousands of dollars for sure. It's amazing. Like, we're super grateful for all these magazines also to have promoted us, and Tourism Canada, Go Canada, everybody was on board. So it was very helpful, stimulating, because it was tough, right? We see the good sides of it, but it was super challenging. So having those mentions and those recognition was really good for the team.
We did the legwork and it worked.
And the biggest challenge right now is more, I guess, the back office. It's the employees, making sure we have consistency in who we hire, and hopefully having people that come back season after season. So that's always a challenge. But so far, we're pretty hopeful. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of interests. And I think all those grants and subsidies from the government are coming to an end. So we're seeing more interest from people to work. Whereas last year, it was dead silence. Now, there was no one on the market.
Yeah. Everybody in Canada is going through that.
Yeah.
Not enough employees because of the COVID.
Yeah, it was pretty brutal.
Soon enough, QXMC will need employees for yet another new project. Next on the table is growing some of their own fresh produce to supply the resort in Toba Inlet, as well as the store and restaurant at the Gorge Harbor Marina, Priori explains.
That's something that I personally have been looking into for many years. And recently I fell on an article from Squamish where they had purchased, basically installed a farm in a container or a custom building. And they were harvesting several crops a year of fresh produce. So I thought that was so ingenious. So I started looking into it. And again, we're really planning into bringing one of those here on Cortez for many reasons. Like, it's going to answer a lot of our problems too, in terms of supplies at the resort. So at the Gorge, we have the restaurant and we have the grocery store, obviously. At the Clahoose Resort, we're constantly buying fresh produce. Well, fresh, that's the issue, right? It's sometimes no longer fresh when it gets to the resort. So if we have fresh produce here on the island, 25 minutes away from the resort, that would be awesome. And at the end, it creates two jobs in the community as well, and year long, right? So it's amazing. So the concept is an hydroponic farm in the sea can, and there's another little attachment to the sea can that serves as a packaging plant, right? So we have our own little logo. We're working on the branding, and we're going to be able to sell it to restaurants, to grocery, and to the resort.
But nothing's better than having fresh vegetables in the wintertime.
Yeah. And that company that we're going to work with, it's a Canadian company. They're based in Ottawa. It's grocer.ca. And it's their willingness in their mission, in their corporate mission, to work with remote communities and First Nations. That's really convinced me. So they have already several of those farms. Like I said, one in Squamish, one in Cree Norway House community. I think that's the name in Saskatchewan, I think. And they have some in Nunavut. So it's amazing. It's working. It's a concept that works. It's a Canadian company. And again, the fact that they work so closely already with First Nations really convinced me to that this could be a good option for us.
If that wasn't enough, QXMC are looking at reducing their carbon footprint even further.
We are electrifying all our fleet. We're talking with three companies to build us passenger buses for the tours.
He's referring to the Grizzly Bear Tours, where a bus drives guests who arrive by boat from the beach to the viewing platforms. In the first part of this interview, Pereira also spoke about having a shuttle to pick up guests at the Powell River Airport.
Like I mentioned earlier, we want one in Powell River as well, fully electrical. And maybe a side-by-side for the resort. So we're really going all in. It's part of our ESG strategic plan as well. This is going to take some time. We're pretty forward, I think. Even the manufacturers, they have some prototypes, but they're still starting. So it's very new. So we'll wait, but that's one of the biggest investments for next year for sure.
So sustainability is clearly a huge piece of what you're holding.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, jinx.
It has to. Yeah, it's too precious. This little planet is too precious. And you just come to the realization that it doesn't take that much. Yeah, you might not show in the books, or you might lose a little bit of profit here and there, or efficiency, but ultimately you'll regain all of that. So
and
it's
and
just,
some.
Yeah, and some. It's just a learning curve. It's just a new movement that we want to adhere to, and that we know we'll have some struggles at first, because not everybody speaks the same language yet. It's very new. And you always have this novelty effect brings a lot of predators. They want to cash in right away. So we have to be very aware of that and navigate those waters in a very educated and sophisticated way. but it's definitely one of our priorities.
It's really incredible how many ideas are coming out of QXMC. When do you guys sleep?
Thank you. We don't. We take turns.
What is driving their success? Is part of it exchange and learning with other First Nations?
We're often looking for joint ventures and working with other sister nations and just sharing ideas, because it's always reassuring to talk with other communities and other corporations, because sometimes you're so stuck in your daily operations and your daily issues that you don't have that perspective. And I think we also gained from the fact that I was not from BC. So I came into a completely new environment and I came with absolutely no preconceptions, and I wasn't tainted by any backstories or this and that. And one of the keys is hard work. The idea is good on paper, but we know paper doesn't mean everything. So are we ready to put in the effort? If we are, then chances of success are pretty good.
We've always reached out to other sister nations if they wanted to be involved in some of our tours business. And a lot of nations are super busy right now, but we're always open to all of our sister nations to be involved or help them.
CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.